It's a happy birthday in Hershey, Pennsylvania for Scott Campbell. Number, we're proud to say, when I'm 61, you're 59. I can't believe that's possible, that you've aged well. Happy birthday to you, Scott. And I know this is the highlight of your career to be on Arnie's birthday Zoom.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to talk to you this morning.
Well, Scott, I always ask in this first questions about this is family traditions you had or birthdays you remember growing up in Pennsylvania. And I assume that's where you grew up. I know they came to Purdue from Hershey. Did you grow up right in Hershey?
And I did. I grew up in Hershey, and playing career moved back here. So I've been in Hershey most of my life. Traditions for me, for my birthday, I don't know. I would think every suburban kid would be similar. Yeah. I always was excited for whatever presents my parents could come up with. Usually revolved around some sort of sports thing, because that's what I enjoyed the most. I can tell you now that, I almost want to ignore the birthdays. Yeah. you mentioned 59, and I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I said, I still feel like a 12-year-old sometimes, but it's amazing how time just marches on, and here we are.
Yeah, no doubt. And it just was yesterday that you were playing at quarterback, 1980 to 1983, and a very, very storied career at Purdue, and then of course the NFL career as well with the Steelers and Falcons, if memory serves, and that was certainly a part of that. You come to Purdue, I always ask guys this question, Purdue had Jim Young had done a good job certainly with Mark Herman, but still coming to Central Pennsylvania to get a quarterback of your ilk, how did that happen? Tell me about your recruiting story and how you ended up at Purdue.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had some good schools recruit me, and I had offers from Michigan and from Penn State, but the fit was just better at Purdue. Penn State is right in my backyard. They had two quarterbacks that were 1 year older than me that were good, and I knew if I went to Penn State, I would probably get redshirted, and it was going to be a long process before I could work my way in. Purdue offered something different. They offered an All-American quarterback in Mark Herman, who was a senior, and a chance to kind of work my way in sooner. I guess what kind of really sold the deal for me was we watched Purdue, and my dad and I watched Purdue in a bowl game. I believe it was the Blue Bonnet Bowl at the time. Purdue was throwing the ball all over the place. They were using the shotgun. And back then it was kind of a new thing. I mean, no other college team was using the shotgun. Every time, even when I got there and when we used to shift into the shotgun, and when you get under center and then you shift back, the fans went crazy. Now it's an everyday, teams are in the shotgun every play. But back then it was something new and exciting. And so that appealed to me. And so for all those reasons, Purdue was, Jim Young had an exciting team. He's been successful. And so I didn't even know where Purdue was.
Yeah.
But I liked what I saw.
Yeah.
And so I learned about Purdue, and I chose them over Penn State for that reason.
And yet you had an interesting situation. You were going to be an understudy for a year in theory, but that theory changed the day of the week of the Purdue Notre Dame game. And you get thrust into a starting position on national TV. Mark Herman has a thumb injury, I believe it was, and was out. And looking back at that experience, you played very well. Purdue did not win that day, but you came in, and I know Jim Young talked to him a few weeks ago. He was always impressed at how you came in and played in that game. But through the lens now of an entire career, not only in sports, but in business, what did you learn from that experience of being thrust on the national stage ready to go?
Well, I think that for me, what prepared me for moments like that and even into the future was how I was raised and how my dad influenced me with my athletic career. My dad was a coach. And he didn't coach me in high school. He kind of retired before I got in because he didn't want to be the coach that coached me in my town. Yeah. He was already the athletic director at my high school. But he taught me the ins and outs of the game. But one of the things he taught me more than anything was that if I was going to be any good, I had to be two things. I had to be a leader and I had to have extreme confidence. And so sometimes I had to fake that a little bit, but I went into that game, you know, thrust into a situation that I wasn't expected to play against. Notre Dame was a top 10, top five team at the time. It was national television, my first game in my college career, and I expected to be watching it from the sidelines, not playing every down, every offensive down. So, but that's kind of, I was able to keep my head, not get too overexcited and play with confidence. And Jim Young did such a good job with me while he was there. You know, that's one thing in my career when he left after my sophomore year, that was a major blow to I think, certainly to my development. Yeah. He was an excellent coach and he prepared me for that moment as best he could. Yeah. And he was such a calming influence as well. And that's what I needed at that point. And I was able to play very good in that game. Jim always told me he was so upset at the rest of the guys, you know, but Notre Dame was a very good team. And our team went on to have a great year that year anyhow.
Couple, you know, you had many highlights in your career as a sophomore against Ohio State in throwing for 516 yards. But earlier in that season, too, and we just talked to Everett Pickens, as you know, a few weeks ago on a birthday Zoom. He was involved in one of the most memorable Purdue-Notre Dame games ever. Would have been probably, your third college start after the second game of the 81 season. Mm-hmm. And the unbelievable cut drive at the end, trailing Notre Dame 14-7 in a game that was a defensive battle. And then you go, take us through that drive and the passes, consecutive passes.
That was a real interesting game early in my career and probably the most one of the most memorable. At that time, that was before the Ohio State game where I threw for over 500 yards. Right. The coaching staff really didn't know what type of player I was yet. Yeah. You know, was I a runner? Was I a passer? You know, what was I? Yeah. And so early in that season, it was kind of a mix. And so I actually ran the ball. We ran some option plays, rollouts. I was the most sore after that game than at any time in my career. Yeah. I slept on a bunk bed in the dorm and I was on the top bunk. I couldn't get up in the bunk that night. I was that sore. So it was a hard fought game. I took a beating, but we were in it. And I listened to Everett Pickens' interview and I need to make some corrections.
Yeah, I know. There's always some of that. So go ahead. Set the record straight.
Everyone's memories can be different, you know, and we are getting older here. But my memory is this. It was the last drive of the game. We're down 14-7. And I scramble and I'm rolling to the right and I'm about at midfield or so. And I see Everett Pickens wide open in the end zone coming cross left to right. And I threw it to him and it was into a very brisk wind. Right. And the wind just knocked that ball down about 5 yards. So it was underthrown. And here comes Steve Bryant. Right across, you know, Everett's trying to adjust back to the ball and Steve just cuts right in front of him and catches it at the 5 yard line.
It wasn't
a touchdown. And so that was an unbelievable play and a very key play. So we're first and goal at the 5 and the first play we do is we pitch it to Wally Jones and we lose 5 yards. So we're back at the 10. So it came down to fourth down. And we ran a little motion in to Steve Bryant. He did a little move and ran to the corner and I hit him in the corner for a touchdown. And then for the 2-point conversion, we flipped hash marks. We ran the same play to the other side and hit that for the 2-point conversion and won the game 15-14. And the fans at Ross Aid went nuts. It was a great moment in my career, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah, back-to-back plays and in the closing minute, right? I mean, you were out of time.
Oh, yeah, there was 14 seconds left.
Yeah, right.
14, and that, something less than 20.
Yeah, and I would never have corrected Everett, because whatever his memory was worked, from that standpoint. And I know Everett Pickens had a 51-yard reception in the second quarter of that game, and we talked about that as well.
Yeah. But,
and had his moments as a player. Steve Bryant was a pretty good guy to have as your sophomore year, a guy you could rely on pretty well.
He was key. He was a top-notch receiver, went on to play for the Houston Oilers for several years. He was a real go-to guy. He could get open, and he wasn't small. He was probably 6'2", so he was a nice target as well, could run, he was very enjoyable to throw to.
Other things that you still recall, you think about, obviously even earlier in that 81 season, you beat John Elway too on national television. That was your second college start. So, I mean, and then you have Notre Dame the following week. That's an amazing story in its own right. But other things that come to mind from you, 82 and 83, the teams weren't as good, and that was a challenge too, something to experience. But what else is top of mind awareness as you look back at your career?
Well, my junior and senior year, we had a coaching change, so we were in flux a little bit, and it was difficult. We had talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball, I think.
Yeah.
But we scored some points, our record was, less than what we wanted. And disappointing in that, but just a lot of learning experiences for me. I think the main thing that I think about my senior year was, I was pumped for my last year at Purdue as a 3-year starter. And then we lost to Notre Dame the first game of the year, and I got benched.
Yeah.
Jim Everett, Leon Burnett decided to play Jim Everett, who was a very good player in his own right and had a great NFL career. So he was no slouch, that's for sure. So that was a very difficult time in my career. And again, I went back to what my dad taught me. Mm-hmm. Because, if something goes against you, you don't put your head down. So I ran in practice. I ran the second team as best I could. And I tried to keep the best attitude I could and hoping I got another chance. And then a game and a half later, I was back in there and then for the rest of the season. So that was a real learning moment for me. And it kind of teaches you, sports is a great teacher of things in life. And things don't always go your way, and you've got to know how to handle those things when they do come your way and get through them. And that was a good learning experience for me.
Yeah, and you handled it well. And it was, I know as I was a college student or just out of school at that time, that was, couldn't have been easy to do because of all the numbers you'd put up. And sometimes that happens from that standpoint. Yeah. You look at your being a member of the Cradle of Quarterbacks, and you were celebrated that a few years ago with Jim Everett, with Mark Herman, with Bob Greasy, Mike Phipps, Drew Brees, on down the line. Put that in perspective from the way that you look at.
That's something that, people think I'm part of that group. Wow. That's just something that I'm really proud of. That's an honor for me. Purdue has such a great tradition, and they got two Hall of Famers and a third one on the way.
Yeah.
with Brees to be, associated with that group is a great, great honor. Even though, during my career, we didn't necessarily win, the games that we probably should have, but just, somebody, still recognizes that, that I had some success there. That's a great honor for me.
Tell me about what's keeping you had a career in real estate. Tell me about that or any family and friend notations you want to make here on your birthday?
Yeah, so for the past 30 years or so since I retired from football, I've been in the real estate business. I own my own real estate company with my brother-in-law. It's a family business. My father-in-law was in it. He's retired. But we're all three of us are still part of the development team. We do real estate brokerage and development. We own some properties, some rental properties that we own. And we've done quite a bit of, for sale developments that over the years, residential developments. So that keeps me busy. We own our own title company and here at our company as well. So there's a lot of different things that I do on a day-to-day basis. My wife thinks I just come here and play, and I'm very fortunate that that we do. We've had some success in our business over the years, and especially living here in my hometown. So that's what I do. I'll probably do it for several more years. Not quite ready to retire yet, that's what I do. I enjoy playing a lot of golf. I've got great friends here in town, and we have a good time with them. My wife plays golf, and I do that with her as well. So I'm very blessed. God has put his favor on me and my family, and we're very blessed to have what we have and to have had the experiences that we've had.
Does it really smell like chocolate in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
You know, not so much anymore. more than anything, we have the Reese's peanut butter cup plant here as well. So you can smell that more than anything. They shut down the main plant about 10 years ago now. And they have a brand new modernized plant in town that doesn't give off the smell that the old one did. So, which is unfortunate because it was kind of cool to smell that during the day. It's something I kind of remember as a kid, you know, that smell of chocolate in the air.
Yeah. Well, Scott, have a great birthday. I hope all the favors are good ones for you today. We remember you fondly, not only for what you meant to Purdue football, but what you meant to Purdue athletics over the years. You've been a big supporter of the Boilermakers, and best to you and yours today and always.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
I want to thank Arnie's for the birthday Zoom, and we appreciate that. And we'll look forward to the next one here in the next week or so. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.